Wendy, we legally can only play that song for one guest, David Hochberg.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, David. Nice to see you.
Good morning to you. How low are the interest rates?
Boy, they're in the threes.
Are they?
Been busy. Got 46 calls yesterday.
Yeah.
Record
all day. Prank calls or some legit
from all your friends. Yeah. So you know, I was like a clown.
You shouldn't give your number out.
Yeah, David Hochberg is vice president of lending of Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial. We just refinanced a week before the rates went down.
Yeah.
Can I just say timing is my middle
horrible
name?
Timing. Okay. Horrible timing. It'll be what fine. Caused the rates to go down? I'm not complaining. I'm thrilled for it. But
no.
Why? What happened?
I turned the TV on today and heard a couple of the talk show hosts saying that 75% of the economists that they interviewed would say that we're in line for a recession or going towards all the signs.
Do you believe that?
Yes, I believe that.
Based on what, David?
We've had a 10-year run, and typically the economy runs in cycles, and a good cycle, from what I'm hearing and reading and what I learned in college, it runs anywhere from 7 to 10 years, and we've been on a good 10-year run. And, you know, the economy slows down, and you got to juke it up with lower interest rates. And I could tell you, here in Illinois, we've been talking about it for years, okay? Real estate taxes are drowning people.
Yes.
That is the worst of it.
Yeah.
The cost of just living here in this state. I talked to a guy in Elkhart County, Indiana, Saturday morning, and he laughed at me. He's like, which typically people all over the country laugh at me,
yes,
which is fine.
Not with you.
Right. Just laugh at me. He's like, hey, I live in a $250,000 home. I have a $100,000 mortgage. I want to pull out $50,000. I want to put in a pool. I'm like, great. Okay, so, you know, this, that, and the other thing I started doing. I'm like, okay. I started asking him all these questions. How much money you make, social security number, all this stuff. I go, what are your taxes? He goes, $900. I go, a month?
What?
He goes, $900 a year. And he started laughing at me. $900 a year in Elkhart County. Indiana.
All right, what's the difference? I mean, I don't
what's
know.
The difference?
We have better schools in Cook County. I don't know.
I'll tell you what the difference is. We have a layered, corrupt system here of 700 units of government, which is absolutely ridiculous. And the people in Indiana, and he told me that he's very politically connected in Indiana. He's like, we laugh at the people in Illinois for all the taxes you pay.
Right.
And then he texts me back. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I overstated. It's really only $856.50.
It's not $900.
It's not $900. So he's paying more in homeowner's insurance
than he is
in real estate taxes.
That makes me want to throw up.
And I
go ahead.
Why don't you bring in, I keep saying, bring in Jack Franks.
Yeah.
I'm being 100% serious.
Yeah.
Jack Franks is trying to eliminate government and shrink government in McHenry County. He's actually dropped real estate taxes by over 10%. Okay, I would love to have Jack Franks in one chair and Tony Preckwinkle in another and say, Tony, you know, Ms. Preckwinkle, why is Jack Franks to your left or to your right able to cut taxes in McHenry County and we can't do that? And why do you continue to raise property taxes here in Illinois, you know, in Cook County? I don't understand. And what's happening is people are now going back to school.
Right.
We're getting calls from your listeners every single day.
Yeah.
30, 40 guy yesterday, $65,000 in just bills.
Yeah.
Just a Chase card. I talked to two doctors yesterday. $1.5 million home. Okay. I'm putting them into an interest only loan. I'm saving them $980 on their mortgage payment. Instead of paying down their principal, they're going to take it. We're paying off $68,000 worth of credit card debt. And these are two doctors making pretty good living.
Jeez.
Okay. $700,000, you know, great income, $60,000 living in a 1.5.
Yeah.
So it's not just in the trucker and the blue collar guys and gals out there, you know, and they're like, we're paying on their home. I'm not going to tell you where it is. $35,000, $36,000 a year in real estate taxes. Like, it's crazy.
There are a couple of states out of the 50 that don't have sales tax. When we go to Maine every year, we go to New Hampshire for a day or two, and there's no sales tax there. And everything's great in New Hampshire. The roads are in perfect condition.
Perfect
the schools
condition.
Are fantastic.
Do you mean a price on the little menu board is exactly what you pay?
Yeah.
It's no additional?
Yeah.
Shocking. I don't even understand how that can work.
We get our groceries there in New Hampshire.
No tax.
And there's no tax on
anything.
There's
no tax in Pennsylvania on clothing.
Well, they pull it off beautifully.
It's unbelievable. I'll tell you what, all this gas tax, and you know, I know it doesn't snap your finger, you pay 18 cents more a gallon, they start fixing the roads.
Yeah.
I brought my car in for service. I have tire insurance. Every single one of my rims were damaged.
Yeah.
Okay, thank God I paid. I have low-profile tires, whatever, right? Every single one, the guy's like, yeah, your car's done, but your wheels are kind of messed up. I'm like, what's wrong with my wheels? He's like, every single one of your wheels, we got to bring the wheel straightener guy out here with his truck and straighten your wheels out. Every one of your wheels.
Yeah, because of the way the roads are.
Because
here.
Of the way the roads are screwed up. Best right. thing I did was get tire insurance, okay? So
I got that, too. It makes a difference. Yeah.
Especially here in LA. So the challenge that we have here is interest rates are super low. People are loaded with debt. Values have come back. And that's the only thing that people have to tap into. Okay, so I had a guy right now. We did 85% cash out FHA. He's like, I don't want to do an FHA loan. I go, well, that's great. Let's see, how much money do you make? 120 grand a year. I got this coming from here and that coming from there. I'm like, send me your taxes. So he sends me his taxes. His 120 turns into $83,500. I'm like, okay, so I just lost 30-some thousand dollars of income that you said you had, but your accountant's not reporting. Well, I've got these 1099s. I'm like, I'm fantastic. I'm glad you got the 1099s. Your accountant didn't put any of that income on your tax returns, and I can't use it. So guess what? We're going FHA 85% cash out. We're blowing out all this debt. We're saving them like $3,000 a month. I'm like, stop worrying about the vehicle. We'll get from point A to point B. You blow out all your nutty credit card debt that's soaking you and weighing it down. He's working three jobs.
Yeah.
And you know, 50-year-old guy, he's exhausted.
Sure.
Right? I know that feeling, right? And he's just killing himself. I'm like, forget about what loan we're putting you into. Look at the debt. He's like, well, I want to go into a Fannie Mae loan. I'm like, well, that's great. But if you go into a Fannie Mae loan, A, you don't make enough money. And B, we can't pay off enough debt for you to qualify for the loan. And C, it's not happening.
Yeah.
So forget about it. Mm-hmm. This is the only plan that you got.
Explain FHA loan, Federal Housing Administration.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Federal Housing Administration. They write rules to do loans. You've got another, I think, what is it, the 21st day, 9 days? Because you used to be able to do cash out refinance up to 85% of the value of your home. It was one of the few places you could go to do that. They're dropping that down to 80% for all FHA case file numbers that up until the end of August. So on September 1st, you could only do cash out up to 80. They're restricting that a little bit. VA loans, you used to be able to do cash out up to 100. They're restricting that to 90, which is fine. Okay, so it's limiting the amount of money. It's going to strengthen the program a little bit. The best news that they finally came out with, we've been waiting this for 10 years, is, and this is a huge game changer for all your listeners, FHA is going to start doing spot approvals in condos. So before, when everything went kablooey in 07 and 08, FHA, we used to be able to go if you needed a reverse mortgage or if you were a first-time home buyer and you were buying in a condo building that wasn't FHA approved, we used to be able to submit a request to FHA, say Tom and Sally are buying in 123 Gold Coast Lane in Chicago. Can we get it approved? Wait 24 to 48 hours. Get, okay, Tom and Sally are good to go. You could do a loan in that building. Great, Tom and Sally, we're your loan. After the mortgage meltdown, they locked it down, said every building has to be approved by FHA before you could get a loan, an FHA loan. That that destroyed experienced homeowners for reverse mortgages. So this is a huge shout out. Starting in October, and I think it's on the 15th of next month, we're going to be able to start originating loans in condos for experienced homeowners to do reverse mortgages, which we probably turned down, no exaggeration, probably 10 experienced homeowners a month. You know, we'd get
what
two
does
or
that
three,
mean, experienced homeowner?
62 years, 51 and 61 and a half years old and above.
Oh, okay.
You need to qualify for a reverse mortgage.
All right.
We've had 70, 80, 90-year-old individuals living in their condos for the past 40 years. Mission Hills in Northbrook's a perfect example. I had a nice lady, 85 years old, living in a $300,000-$400,000 condo, ran out of money, and the only thing she had was her
it was
condo.
Paid off.
It was paid off. She completely it outlived all of her assets, and she can't make it under $1,234 a month to Social Security. Okay, so we're going to locate this lady's number and say, hey, get in line. Let's go. We can now help you. We can do a spot approval in Mission Hills or in other condos. I'm not picking on Mission Hills. I'm just using that as an example because it happened. It's right around the corner from where I live in my office.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to my voice there. I think you got excited.
That was your Bill Leff impression.
I know. It's my Bill Leff impression.
How do you know if you need an FHA loan or a regular loan?
It depends on your credit score, your down payment.
Okay.
Listen, if you had a bankruptcy, a Chapter 7 in the past 2 years, okay, you're going to go FHA because you need to wait 4 years to go Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. It just, if you had a foreclosure in the past 3 years, you could go FHA. Fannie Freddie wants you to wait 7 years. Okay, so
God, this stuff just confuses me. That's why I have Jimmy Mack handle it.
Yeah, short sale. You got to wait 4 years. Fannie Freddie, 3 years. FHA. So there's a lot of different, if you have a bankruptcy, you can pay off a bankruptcy with an FHA loan. Chapter 13, you can pay it off. You can't pay it off with the Fannie Freddie. So these are a lot of different programs out there, but the biggest one is for the homeowners out there that are 61 and a half years and older. If you are living in a condo that you wanted a reverse mortgage and you couldn't get a reverse mortgage because your condominium association didn't want to get FHA approved because they didn't want those type of people, whatever that means, you know, living in their homes that have already been living there, now it's a total game changer and we could help a ton of listeners.
David Hochberg is here. Were you tempted to name your kids Fannie and Freddie? I bet you
yes.
were.
Yep. Yeah, it would have been Fannie, Freddie, and Penny. You know, Penny Mac. Fannie Mac, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Penny Mac.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a quick break and then more. If you want to jump in, we're at 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder. And we are chatting with David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending at Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial. A lot of people text, you know, this is just a commercial. I just want to put your name out there because honestly, David, when we were going to refinance, we didn't know all the options that were available. You are a wealth of knowledge. Yep. And if you can help someone, you will. If you can't, you'll tell them that.
Here. It's not a commercial because we helped your listeners and other listeners take out over $1.25 million of their equity. So this is an educational opportunity. For your listeners that if you have equity in your home, maybe you could reduce your monthly payment over $25,000 a month like we helped those listeners that we closed last month who took out the $1.25 million of equity out of their home to pay off car loans, student loans, credit cards, installment loans, help their kids go to school, pay off second homes, pay off higher interest rate loans, pay off higher interest rate mortgages, okay? And then we've totally have saved listeners in the Chicago market and that could hear us over $106,000 a month. Okay, so if you think this is a commercial, that's fine. That's why Baskin-Robbins has 31 flavors. But this is also an opportunity to you, Texter, instead of being negative, to maybe call your lender to see if you could take advantage of these lower rates. You don't have to call me. I mean, you know, there's hundreds of thousands. My NMLS number is 136675. Okay, there's other NMLS numbers that are higher than that and lower than that. So call somebody that's got an NMLS number who's background checked by the federal government to make sure you're not getting picked off and take advantage of these low rates. I just bring these examples up so your listeners could potentially, if they want to use me, great. You want to call another lender, call another lender. But the information we give is valuable.
You wouldn't get it anywhere
else. If you've
got
a mother, a father, a sister, an uncle sitting in their house, okay? I'll tell you right now, you've
starting
got thousands.
To lose it, Wendy.
I'm doing
it.
Kegel exercises. I'm doing lower body right now. I'm working on my core. I can, and I'm doing it right now. But we're doing videos after I get off the air. But here, I've got people. You got to pay extra.
All right.
It's WGN.com.
This is why some people don't want to call David. You know what?
So don't.
This is just part of the fun.
And the people that do call now.
Yes.
But here, the point I'm trying to make is that you've got thousands of your listeners right now. Giving their mom and dad $500 to $1,000 a month to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And three of them are listening right now that I talked to a year and a half ago. That dad was in his 80s, living in a $400,000 home free and clear because mom passed away a couple years back. Each one of them are giving dad a G-note to survive. Dad needs a new roof, 15, 20 G's on his house. House is worth over $400,000. The guy's in his 80s. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, each one of yous are giving them 12 G's that you don't have.
Yeah.
And I get it. You can't say no to your dad. I understand. But your dad's living in a $400,000 asset that he could gain access to over $200,000 worth of the home's equity to take care of all of the needs that the house needs. That didn't sound right. To take care of all the upkeep in the house and maybe hire a service provider to come in to take care of him.
Right.
Clean the house, make the food, maybe cut the grass,
right.
Shovel the snow, whatever.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that. Take the information and use it any way you want.
David, here's a good question. And can we get Mr. Hochberg a hot towel, please?
Yes, I need a cold towel.
Cold one.
What is the difference between a home equity loan and a home equity line of credit?
Yes.
Which is best? They say, I only need $5,000. What is the difference in which is best?
That's a great question. Home equity line of credit, and I use the folks at Republic Bank is who I send it to. So if you need one, I'll hook you up with those guys. We have a whole team over there that helps our team out. I get nothing from it. It's just an introduction. Home equity line of credit is a checkbook against your house. You could write a check, you could pay it back, and you could continue to dip into it and pay it back.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a variable rate loan based upon the prime interest rates.
Yeah.
Typically, the banks will do it for free as long as you don't shut it down within 36 months. You have to pay them a yearly annual fee of $50, $60 or whatever, and it's a checkbook against your house for an emergency reasons. When's the best time to get it? When you don't need a line of credit. Why? Because when you need a line of credit, it's usually an emergency, and you don't have a job, or you're out of a job, or you're short of a job, or you lost a job, and you can't get it. Okay, mm-hmm. I've told hundreds of people within this industry right here in the radio industry, what are you waiting for? Go get a line of credit, because it's not like you have the most stable, you know, industry in the world that's going through consolidation. So a home equity loan, typically the rate's higher. It doesn't adjust. You want $5,000, you're going to get $5,000, and you can't go back. And if you pay it off, you can't go back and take more.
Wow.
So, and typically it's a little higher in an interest rate. I like the flexibility of a line of credit if you're going to pay it back. Great thing is the line of credit, your rate just dropped because they dropped the prime interest rate again. Yeah. So that money is a little cheaper.
Is there a limit on the line of credit? Is there a certain percentage that you...
Typically, they'll go to 85 to 90% of the combined value of your home. It's the combined value of your home. So here's a learning lesson for the people that think this is a commercial, which frosts me. Okay, so if your home is worth $100,000, right?
Yes.
Here's your learning lesson.
Yes.
And you've got a $60,000 mortgage.
Yes.
Your loan to value is 60%. $60,000 mortgage against $100,000 property.
Yeah.
Most lenders will go to 90% combined loan to value. $60,000 first, $30,000 second. 60 plus 30 equals 90. 90 into 100 is 90%.
Yeah.
So in this example, you'd be able to get $30,000 line of credit.
If you need it, you don't have to use it.
You don't need it, but get the most that you qualify for. And I'll tell you who this is another perfect learning experience to Mr. and Mrs. Negativity Texter. If you plan on moving in the next couple, 3-4 years, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of people have their home paid off or need that extra, want to buy another home before they sell their current home.
Yes.
That line of credit can be used as a bridge loan for the down payment on your new place.
Ah.
While you're carrying costs on your current place.
That's valuable to have.
All right, we are really out of time, but if you can get a quick answer to Matt. Matt, you have a great question, and I'm sure we can't answer it in a minute, but go ahead.
Hey, David, I was just curious. If you're able to pay off your mortgage, should you? Why or why not?
Yeah, my 16-year-old daughter just asked this question. Okay, so
it's a great question.
Yeah, should you? It's a personal preference, right? I've got 3.375 on my loan. I got a loan 7-8 years ago when everything was low. I'm making more money giving the money that I could be putting into my mortgage into another investment opportunity that's earning me more than 3.375%. Okay, so that's just me. So I use that money that I could be applying towards my mortgage. I think it's like $1,142. I round it up to $1,200 just to whatever. That's all I do. I just round it up. Other people have a mental block that they want, a mental goal. It's not a block. It's just a financial goal. They want their mortgage paid off.
They want to own their home.
And they want to own their home. There's nothing wrong with that. So, you know, go ahead and pay it off.
Is it on taxes then?
I can't give tax advice because I'm not a certified financial planner or CPA. I would address that with your accountant. Some people lose in certain income brackets, you lose the tax deductibility of the interest. And if you paid your loan down so much anyway, you're really not paying any interest on your loan. It's mostly principal. So it's a personal preference. Some people, like me, I use the extra money instead of paying down my 3.375% 30-year fixed, investing in other safe opportunities that's earning me more than that. But other people just want to be mortgage-free. If that's what you want to be, pay it off.
Matter of preference. Matt, thank you so much for your call.
Thanks, Matt.
And if you have any more questions, how do people contact David Hochberg?
855-56-DAVID, 855-56-DAVID, or go to 56david.com.
Do you still do kids' parties?
I still do. I'm merging into. I bought a balloon making company.
You did.
Kid balloon making, not the adult. The adult had to close down.
He financed my kid's little tyke's house in the backyard.
That's awesome. Amazing. Yeah. Thank you, David.
Thanks, David.
Bye, guys. David Hochberg.